Welcome to episode 3 of Watch Official, where we talk about what's been happening around our school and around the world.
What's happening in art? In art, your 5 students have been creating ugly doll sewing sculptures. In year 3, students have been learning about art elements of line and pattern by creating Zentangle artworks.
And in science, year 2, students have been learning about the 3 states of matter by using a root beer float. Year 6 students are discovering reaction making slime in 2 different ways.
Mrs. Bassini is back. The classes have been presenting their garage band and live instrument project. Younger classes have played boomwhackers and instruments. Another noisy week at music, just the way we like it.
What's been happening during year 6 camp? Mr. Dalton's reflection. I had a fantastic time at Woodman Point with the Year 6s. My favourite part was the flying fox and spending time with my amazing friend teachers. If you could change anything, it would be we stayed longer. My least favourite part was the squeaky floors. Every time someone got up in the night, I would wake up.
And Ms. Dalton's reflection. I went to camp for the day on Monday. I really enjoyed the activities and had 2 goes on the flying fox. I really enjoyed getting to spend time with the teachers and year 6s outside of school.
Mrs. Capone's reflection. Year 6 camp 2022 was a blast. I enjoyed watching everyone laughing and having fun all day and late into the night. Some of my favourite things were spotlight, early morning beach walk, talks with teachers and students, singing on the bus. I definitely want it to be longer next time. Oh, and ice skating bloopers were hilarious. That's it from Mrs. Capone.
Last but not least, Mr. Lucas. I went to Woodman Point with the Year 6s for their camp and had an amazing time. My favourite parts was the flying fox, building rafts with my group and spending time with all the students and teachers. Special mention to the Year 6s I got sturdy with. If I could change anything, it would be to stay longer. My least favourite part was the squeaky floors. Every time I would try to sneak up on the Year 6s, it would make a really squeaky noise.
Hi, I'm Maddie and I'm one of the students to go on the Year 6 camp. Year 6 camp was amazing to spend time with all my friends out of school and with some of the teachers. I would change the food menu because not everybody liked it, but at the same time, I kind of liked the dessert, the chocolate cake, which was yum. I would also change the way people walked around in the morning because they would stomp and somebody used a hand dryer and it woke everybody up. But that's it from camp and I loved it so much.
So today I have Mabe from Fire Blue, and what have you come to show to us today?
Animal reports. I've been doing Arctic wolves. Arctic wolves are a type of wolf. They belong to the Canidae family. They are different to wolves as they live in the snow. Arctic wolves have 42 teeth to help get their food. They have white fur that allows them to blend into snowy areas. Their body length is about 1 to 1.8 metres. Arctic wolves live in the Arctic tundra. They inhabit the Arctic regions of North America and Greenland. They live there because they are well adapted to icy places. Their diet includes caribou and musk oxen, Arctic hares and Arctic foxes. To find food, they hunt in packs. An Arctic wolf's jaw has a crushing power of nearly 1,500 pounds per square inch. They can hear up to 6 miles away. They hunt in packs of 5 to 7. They can run up to 46 miles per hour. Arctic wolves have over 200 million scent cells. They can jump up to 12 feet. Arctic wolves are wonderful animals and can do anything in their packs. They have amazing bodies. They are really good swimmers, runners, jumpers, and much more.
Amazing.
We've been in year 5, we've been doing some handwriting. The page that I'm reading today is the Imagine That So what we've been doing is we had to imagine that we were a gold digger working on the Australian gold fields during the 1850s. Using the flourish alphabet, write a letter back to your family back home in China and tell them about your experiences in the gold fields. So what I wrote was, "Dear family back in China, I wish I could leave, but I can't afford it. I used all of my money on mining gear and a boat ticket here. Most nights I go hungry. I have not found any gold yet and doubt I will ever. Remember, I will always love you. Hope you are doing better than me." And I made up a name called Kim Jackson. And then, P.S. Remember to work hard to achieve greatness.
Sounds great, Dylan.
Yeah. BTN! There has been never-ending rain. It is because streets to become rivers. Everyone is switching from car to boat. Thousands of people have to move. The Prime Minister has announced a large amount of money to give to people who lost their houses. Houses can't be built because more floods are going to come through. They have to prepare. It isn't just floods, it's erosion, extreme disasters such as bushfires and high temperature. Now they are going to stop with climate change by transferring to electric cars, etc. And that's it for the first story of BTN.
Lots of celebrations and protests are happening in Brazil because they'd won an election. The people who ran for it were Lula, who was a Brazilian president. He came out of power when he was arrested for corruption. The other president is Jair. He is a former military officer who promised to improve the country. Lula won and he promised to stop all deforestation because there was too much of our rainforest being destroyed.
Did you know TVs, headphones and fridges can be recycled? When something is electronic and is not used anymore, it is called e-waste. However, you can't put this into a recycling bin. You have to go to a place where they sort the items. They then take it apart, also get rid of the hazardous material such as lead and mercury. Most of the things are recycled, 92%. They also take out the circuit board and batteries.
Quiz time!
What room do ghosts avoid in?
The living room.
What do you call a bee from the US? A USB.
What can run but can't walk, has a head but never weeps, and has a bed but never sleeps? A river.
What did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest.
Yes, I get it.
Thank you for listening to episode 3 of Watch Official. Make sure you follow us and we will see you next time in episode 4 of Watch Official. Bye for now.